I'm Rory Kerr.
And I'm Mark Faye.
This is the podcast where two tour guides reflect on 15 years of travel to seven continents and over 120 countries. Each episode, we'll be focusing on a country from both a tour guide and a backpacker's perspective. We are no experts, but our hilarious and often bizarre stories will keep you informed on the do's, the don'ts, and the hidden melons that will surely get you excited for your next big adventure. Hello and welcome back to Don't Miss the Bus. This week, Mark and myself are headed to Taiwan. It is my first time to Taiwan, so I'm going to be asking Mark a lot of questions and grilling him on his experience in the country. But before we start, Mark, what is one word to summarize Taiwan for you?
Developing.
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 Do tell more.
It's a country, I was supposed to call it a city. It's a country which is gonna, look, when I see Taiwan, being there even prior to this, you may agree, you may disagree, I see it as a very, very small version of China.
Yep.
And it's developing with its money, with its infrastructure, just the way it is. I could see Taiwan in 20 years' time being like a Japan.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I see it as a developing place. It's got some parts of it that certainly need to be fixed up a little bit, and I can see that happening because there is a load of money coming into that country at the minute. One of the fastest growing economies in the world.
Wow. And for me, I would say pocket size.
Ooh.
I'm going to put a slash in there. It's pocket size. For me, I've never been to Taiwan. I picture it as China's like little island off the side that they've got in their pocket. It's only 180 kilometers away from China. Everything is developed on the west coast of Taiwan, facing China. So I'd imagine there's a lot of trade between the two countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so pocket size. It is, I was surprised, the same size roughly as Vancouver Island, about 400 kilometers in length.
Yep.
But the population's quite a lot for such a small island. It's 23 million.
Is it 23 million?
23.7. Okay. Very similar size as Australia, but in a lot more condensed area.
Oh, yeah. Densely packed. Absolutely.
It's actually one of the most densely packed countries in the world. Did you know that?
It makes sense because when you go on Google Maps and you see the word Taiwan written on Google Maps, it's densely packed inside the little island on Google Maps, the word.
Oh, yeah.
So, if, you know, that makes sense. You know, it's symbolic kind of thing. I get it. I'm with you 100%.
Okay, Mark, fill us in. What is good in Taiwan?
All right. Well, first of all, as you know, Rory, I had a really, really good experience because I had a friend that I lived with for 6 months in Spain. A big shout out to Yvonne. Yvonne was so beautiful. She took me into her lovely home with her family. They've got a nice little restaurant where they obviously sell Taiwanese food. It's actually not a restaurant. It's one of those takeaway places.
Yep.
So Taiwan's not big on the whole sitting down because it's a fast-moving country. So it's one of those things, you know, like where you have like little packed lunch boxes with, you know, your noodles, your rice, your teriyaki beef, whatever. So it's all about packing all these like literally small lunch boxes.
Did you do any packing?
Would you believe I did?
You did?
I helped. And why I say I helped eat it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was just the eye candy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bringing in the customers.
They needed somebody to bring in the customers, and I was wearing a lime green shirt.
Nice.
Which it matches my complex pale complexion. So
lime green.
Your
color.
So I would say that's an absolute big one. Is what are we actually talking about?
I don't know. You were telling us about your friend.
And then we went on a tangent about my
lime green shirt.
My lime green shirt. I've got it. I'll put it on for our next episode. I would say because of Yvonne.
Yep.
And the family showing me around, it was about 4 days. They would take me here, there, everywhere. I would say if you can find, hire a local person to take you around, not driving around yourself, hire a local guide, pay whatever it's going to be, $100 a day, you'll have a very, very good experience. And one thing that they took me to, an area which maybe you know about this through your research. You do like your research.
Yeah.
So you probably know more about this than
I've done a little bit of research, so tell me.
Do you know about the gold rush that Taiwan
No.
had? So there's a gold rush.
Yes.
Long time ago. Yeah. And there was so much gold coming in to the country the country.
When we're saying a long time ago, Mark, what year was this gold rush?
Yeah. It was a year of lots of gold rushing into the country. So
Mark does not have a clue.
And because there was so much gold in the country, coming into the country, leaving the country, Rory, back in the day, how would exports happen? Would it happen through planes? Would it happen through car? How would you think you would export from Taiwan to, say, the Philippines? How would you export?
On a boat.
On a boat. A lot of the gold was falling, apparently, off the boat, and a lot of gold was coming all around the place.
That much gold?
That much gold. So much so, the river in a certain section of Taiwan actually turned the river a goldy, orangey colour.
Wow.
So you can actually see the Golden River.
There was sparkles.
There was sparkle. It's the richest water in the world.
Wow.
By that, I mean monetary value. You can, get a cup, put it under the water.
Yeah.
Take it. Put the lid on the jar, take it, sell it, you'll make a fortune.
And were there people came from all over? Were people coming from China to mine the gold? Or
they were coming from everywhere.
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 And this was in just a long time ago?
Yes, this was in a long time ago.
Okay.
And the town, so Jifon is the town you want to go to.
Yep.
So you'll see the Golden River there. You're going to see also the Golden River waterfall.
Yep.
So it literally is a waterfall again. It's almost like the rocks have this tinge of gold on the top. And when the water comes down, it does look very beautiful with the kind of goldy, orangey rocks with the water coming down on the waterfall.
And do people still try and get the gold?
No, not anymore.
It's protected?
No,
or?
It's had its day. No, I mean, I think it's a bit of a myth. Here I'm even showing you a photo. Can you see there's a bit of like a goldy, kind of orangey kind of color in the water there?
No, I can't see that at all. I can see some water.
You don't see the gold? Can you not see
it? No, I'm not going to lie to our listeners. I can see water.
Hey, our valued listeners, Rory.
That
they
is
are.
Correct.
Valued listeners, we call a spade a spade. Rory, I don't want you to ever lie to our valued listeners. But yeah, you go there, you can do bus tours, which go for a day. So if you want to go from Taipei, the capital.
Yep.
It's not too far out. It takes about an hour and a half, to get there, and you'll have a ball. So I would recommend certainly do that.
The Golden River.
The Golden River. Rory, you can't go to Taiwan without going to the night markets.
Yeah. What do you see at the night market?
So probably the most famous one is the Shilin Night Market. Yep. Okay.
In Taipei?
Yeah, in Taipei. Yep, just out of Taipei. You just catch the metro there. The metro system's fantastic. It's a lot more easy to understand and get around than the likes of, say, the Japanese one.
Yep.
Okay? It caters towards English speakers. And the English in Taiwan's not bad, especially for young people. They teach English at a lot of the schools. So you'll find a lot of young people, especially, can speak English okay.
Okay.
A lot can't, but a lot can.
Okay.
So the ones that can usually speak it very well. The ones that can't speak it at all. Yep. Simple as that. It's black and white.
So we like to talk about conversing with the people, getting to know them, but also getting around the country. Did you use the metro line or did you use cars? How did you get around Taiwan?
Yeah, so Yvonne's family, we would be listening to, at the time, do you know the movie Moana?
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Are you going to sing us a song from Moana?
And we're going to say, you're welcome, you're welcome. To the sun, I will find you. No one knows where people go. Love that movie. So Moana it just got released around the time that I went to Taiwan, so a good few years ago. And we had it on repeat, the Moana soundtrack. And seeing a Taiwanese family, especially the parents that didn't speak any English, kind of the dad, I'll never forget it, holding the steering wheel, bopping along with his hand to Moana. It made me happy, you know what I mean? So I would strongly recommend, if you're in Taipei, use the metro.
The metro is good.
Yeah. Taipei's a big city.
Yeah.
Okay, use the metro. Get around. It runs quite late into the morning as well. So you can use it, and it's safe, easy, reasonably cheap. And going back to the Taiwanese beautiful family that I was traveling with, get a car.
Yeah.
If you want to see Taiwan, get a car. It's a small island. You can drive around the whole island literally in 8 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? Like a big circle. Get a car, Rory.
I have a friend who lives in Hong Kong. His name's Brad. Big shout out to Brad. Brad actually cycled around Taiwan Island. It took him, I think, 8 days.
Okay.
He said it nearly killed him.
Yep.
But he had a blast. When you are on the metro in Taipei, did you come across the metro station Dome of Lights?
No.
No? It's the busiest metro station in Taipei. It's where two lines intersect, and it's got 4,500 glass panels. They're all different colors. And it makes it the world's largest work of glass art.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Dome of Light Metro Station, and it's where the red and orange lines come together.
Okay.
I'm surprised you missed out on it.
I did miss out on... Wow, I'm looking at photos of it right now. That looks incredible. Holy moly. Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Good recommendation.
Recommend that.
Yeah, good recommendation.
So what else did you do?
So we did obviously a lot of driving around. We saw a lot of waterfalls.
Yeah.
If you want to see some naturally gorgeous landscapes... The further south you go, the more it becomes almost like a rainforest feel. Okay, it's very wet, very damp. Okay, yeah, there was a lot of that. Certainly, the thing which really I was big into when Asian food, it doesn't actually, it's not really my highlight, you know, when it comes to gastronomy. But I would say the food in Taiwan compared to Chinese food is outstanding.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
I think.
Yeah.
The thing which they are very well known for is their stinky tofu.
Okay.
Which literally, as the name suggests, you go to markets, you go to small little towns, you will smell it. Rory, it smells almost as bad as you. And you will be drawn to that smell. So obviously I'm drawn to you. You're a reasonably nice person. It's like every town, stinky tofu.
And is it good?
If you can get past the smell, which I did, I got past it, it is delicious.
I feel like this is the perfect segue to bring up. While I was doing my research, I came across a restaurant that is actually a chain in Taiwan, and they're spreading to other parts of Asia, and it's called the Modern Toilet Restaurant.
Right.
Mark is looking at me right now with the blankest face.
I'm not even looking at you. You disgust me. What are you... Where are you going with this?
Okay, so this restaurant, they serve... They've got acrylic toilet seats. And you sit on the toilet seat. And the chairs pull up to the sinks with glass and tabletops. And the ambience is generated by shower heads adorning the walls. And there's plunger fixtures containing poop-shaped lights swinging from the ceiling. Your toilet-themed meal is served in either a mini potty or a tiny bathtub. And your beverage is predictably delivered. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know, to be honest.
In a urinal.
In a urinal, okay.
And yeah, these have become so popular, it's become a chain. And yeah, the food's actually meant to be really good in it. Yeah, so if you get to Taiwan, check out the Modern Toilet Restaurant. Something a little bit different.
It is different.
And they're so popular, they're actually expanding to Hong Kong, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Macau. So yeah, you might see it in a city near you.
So what was that word you used again? You said it begins with A. I'm even going to spell it for you. A-M-B-I-E-N-C-E.
Ambience.
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 Okay. Yeah, this is where you see the difference in class level between us two. Okay. I will give you a lesson on...
You set me up to fall there.
I did.
You did.
I did. And it's what I do best. No, that's a great recommendation. I love that kind of stuff. I think it's fun. I think it's interesting. It's quirky. I wouldn't have thought it's like typically Taiwanese. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's a gimmick. And I like
100%.
That. I like it. You got to, I mean, here's the thing with businesses these days. You need something different.
Yep.
And that's, look, I'm looking at photos of it now. Would I go there? I would.
You would.
I really would. Just because I get sucked into gimmicks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rory, did you know that Taiwan invented bubble tea?
No. I like my bubble tea.
You like bubble tea?
Yeah.
What is it that you like about bubble tea?
I like the little, what are they called? The little seeds at the end?
The little balls, yeah.
Balls. Yeah. Well, there's a name for them. This is, I can't think of it.
But... they're called balonskas.
Okay.
I made that up.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't
we'll
know.
We'll go with it.
Let's just, the balonskas are...
Sounds Italian.
It sounds Taiwanese. But bubble tea, you get it everywhere, mate.
Everywhere.
And it's taken over the world. I mean, we're here in Australia. We're in our studio, 4x4 bedroom with... how's the pillow that you're... that's wedging up against your back?
It's all right.
On my bed.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We'll go with it.
So the bubble tea...
Is Taiwanese.
You have to go to the home of bubble tea to have bubble tea. And look, I'm not a big fan, but the Taiwanese bubble tea compared to the bubble tea, say, here and across the world, it actually was quite good. Just be careful when you have those little balonskas that go down your throat. Just be careful. They kind of shoot up really quick because it's like a milky tea. You know, just be careful about that. I choked on it a few times.
So is there anything in Taiwan that... you would recommend not to go to?
Yeah, I would say, to be honest, the karaoke bars.
Really?
Yeah.
From you?
Yeah.
You love karaoke?
I do.
Why? What?
Yeah, is it controversial?
It is.
Yeah, you look like more shocked than I was seeing you in that flannelette shirt this morning. Your style, Rory, needs a look. Let me get my lime green shirt on, all right?
Tell us about these karaoke bars.
So the karaoke... Look, Rory, when I think karaoke bars and I think of fun, I think of, like, ambience, I think of just pure character. Which country do I think of?
Philippines? Nope. Japan?
Japan, yeah, Japan. When I compare the Japanese karaoke bars, which are the bee's knees, they are the ducks, quackers, they are the best. I made that up. Ducks, quackers.
It was good. Appropriate.
I thought it was... You know what? I was going to say another word instead. I changed it last minute. Because we're all about being a family podcast. You know, we want kids to be able to listen. I would say, in comparison, the atmosphere, terrible. Doesn't exist. Avoid the karaoke bars. You'll see on the guidebook, say, go to the karaoke bars. Have a good sing. Have a laugh. I would certainly avoid those. Also, the forest walks. There's plenty of guidebooks that say do a forest walk. Okay, just bear in mind, they're okay. Okay, they're okay. But they are steep. You need to go down and then back up a lot.
It's a hilly country.
Hilly country. Yeah. Yep. Bad on the knees. Bad on the hips.
Am I correct in saying, so the west coast is lots of cities and urban sprawl.
Yep.
And then the east coast is... nature and
not
much development.
Absolutely. That's... absolutely. And it comes back to what I'm saying. Developing. It's a developing country. Let's go back there in 10, 15 years. And look, it needs a bit of work, the country. And there's money coming in that they'll get that work. Rory, I have to tell you something which happened in Taiwan. Can I tell you a story?
Yes, tell me.
Right, so I was walking Taipei.
Yep.
Okay, I wasn't with Yvonne this day. I was on my own. I like to go for a walk. Great way to see the city. Great way to experience it. Go to the 7-Eleven markets. They're very famous for their eggs.
Yep.
Their cooked eggs, like the hard-boiled eggs.
At 7-Eleven.
There's 7-Elevens almost every corner of Taiwan.
How do you eat these hard-boiled eggs? Is it on a fork or a stick?
Fantastic question. Okay. Generally, what you need to do, you get the hard-boiled egg.
Yep.
Any time of the day. They're open 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Naturally, goes hand-in-hand with the name of the store, 7-Eleven.
Genius.
Genius. It saves you having to Google what time they close. Do you know what I mean? So how you do it is you get the egg, you pick the egg out with like a little spoon, you put it in your bag, little plastic bag. How do you eat it? You literally, you know when you swing it around kind of like a lasso? You swing it around and you hit it against something hard.
What?
Yeah, that cracks the egg open and then you can start peeling back the layers like a normal hard-boiled egg. So Yvonne, the Taiwanese, my friend, she had a habit when we'd go to 70, because she loved the eggs.
Yeah.
Like these black, gross-looking eggs that I don't know how long we've been sitting in that little thing for. She had a habit every time she wanted to crack the egg, she'd be like, Matt, you get down. Like I was knighting her.
Yeah.
And she'd hit me over the top of my on my head, crack open the egg. But anyway, I was walking one day in Taiwan, and I needed to go to the bathroom. And I wanted to find a nice bathroom, and I found a hotel, and I was looking for the bathroom. When I had a pee, fantastic. I got a little bit lost because, you know, it was one of those mazy hotels. I'm like, where do I go? What do I do? And I ended up opening this door where I heard a bit of noise, a bit of action. You know me, I'm attracted to music. I'm attracted to people.
Yeah.
And I saw there was a wedding taking place.
Okay.
All right, a Taiwanese wedding.
Yeah.
And I was wearing, just for a visual, I was wearing short shorts, flip-flops.
As usual. And Mark loves his short shorts.
Love my short. I got to show off the assets, these nice pins that I have. And I walked in and I obviously was a bit embarrassed because it was a wedding. And I was about to leave, but this Taiwanese couple said, oh, hello, hello. I said, hello. Yeah. Nice to meet you. What's your name? And they invited me into the wedding.
Wow.
So I was the special guest at this wedding. And I was like, you know what? I can either just be polite, say hello, walk out and say, well, that was a bit of a fun experience.
Yeah.
Or I can like embarrass myself and stay and yeah, and embrace it. I chose the embarrassing myself option as the front runner.
So what did you do?
So they invited me into the wedding and I ended up literally drinking with them, eating with them, dancing with them. So I want you to picture like all these Taiwanese. I mean, do I look Taiwanese, Rory?
No.
I am not a Taiwanese person.
You would
person.
Have stood out.
I am a very pasty, white, tall Australian Irishman. And obviously with my outfit, they're all dressed beautifully, nice. I'm on the dance floor dancing with these Taiwanese people at a wedding that I wasn't invited to. I can't speak to any of them. I'm doing the boogie, the shuffle, the Saturday Night Fever on the dance floor. And it was a highlight. It was a highlight.
I can imagine Yvonne was at work and you would have come home and she would have said, oh, what did you get up to today? And you said, oh, I went to a wedding.
I went to a wedding that I was not invited to.
Which she shocked.
She was not shocked.
No.
She was not surprised.
This is normal practice in Taiwan.
Look, it's just normal practice for Mark Faye. So it was a fun time. I think I've got some photos. I might be able to post on the Instagram, Facebook page. But that's something, yeah, I had a bit of fun with.
Don't miss the bus podcast if you want to see those pictures of Mark at a Taiwanese wedding.
Yep, an uninvited guest at a Taiwanese wedding. Rory, I have to say as well, something you have to do when you're in Taiwan.
Yep.
Okay.
Is this in the guidebooks?
Visiting this location might be in the guidebooks.
Okay.
I don't think so. Might be. But doing the next activity, it's so traditional and it's very, very famous in Taiwan and China especially. That's lighting a lantern.
Yep.
And releasing it. So Yvonne and her family, so lovely. They took me to a place where basically you get, you know those, they're like, you know the big lanterns? You see like, it's on the Karate Kid too, you know, where he goes to China. Like the lanterns, you know, you light up, okay? You need to write a note on the lantern. And the lantern's something which, a wish, something that would come true. So mine was, I think I had it up just before so I can, my memory can be recalled. But you write on the lantern whatever your message is, and then you basically let it go up in the sky. You know, it lights up, you know, because it's a light, lights up. And then the lantern just kind of comes down somewhere in Taiwan, in a small town. It's controversial because there's a lot of pollution with it. And yeah, a lot of people.
And what did your lantern say, Mark?
So my lantern said, I wish for a woman whom, whom.
Okay.
Not who.
Whom?
Yeah, classy guy. Whom is lovely, funny, generous, but ... Can you read the next bit?
I'll let our listeners tune into our Facebook and Instagram page to read the last bit.
We're not gonna tell you.
Yeah,
It's
worth the read.
It's worth the read. It is. So we lit that up, which was an experience. It was at a train station.
Let's just put it, the classiness, it falls out from what Mark wrote next.
So we lit that up, and that was an experience in its own, Rory. Like, you can just picture, for us, there was four or five of us lighting them up. It was beautiful seeing the lantern go up in the sky. It's very traditional. I mean, it's been around for, like, thousands of years. It's not like a new thing.
The question is, Mark, did your wish come true?
My wish... like always, did not come
through. Did not come through.
I'm still waiting for that lovely, lovely person to take my breath away like you do. For
could
me.
Be it could be one of our listeners.
It could be one of our valued listeners. That's a good point.
Can you hear that, Mark?
Must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best.
Okay, Mark, what are some things in Taiwan that you will not get in the guidebook that are worth doing? Any hidden gems?
So there's that which I just mentioned, which is certainly something I would strongly be do that, go there. Rory, the guidebooks don't go on enough about food, okay? There are a lot of colourful, quirky restaurants in Taiwan, especially Taipei. Find yourself a small little, literally 4x4. They kind of almost look like bathrooms, you know, the white tiles
yep.
you get in bathrooms? You find those. And the thing which Taiwan is renowned for, is they have a lot of garbage which they just place on the floor, like Spain. Okay? So you'll see napkins, you'll see little like plastic plates.
So is it clean?
It's clean. It doesn't feel clean, but it is clean. It's very hygienic. But when you see a lot of rubbish on the floor, like I said in Spain, generally it marks a really good restaurant. And whilst we are on garbage, can I tell you a little fun fact?
Do.
Taiwan is one of the only countries in the world where you, as a Taiwanese person, physically carry your garbage out and throw it in the truck, in the garbage truck.
Oh, really?
So you know, like here in Australia and yeah. America, you leave it on the verge and then the garbage people come and pick it up. Taiwan, no. They have certain times they come to your street, they play a music on the truck.
It's like an ice cream fan.
Yes. So you hear the... dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, is it the ice cream music or are you just using that as an example?
I'm using it as Mr. Whippy is coming to my mind. And I think that's pretty cool. So they actually put it in themselves. And it's a pretty clean country.
I'd be interested to hear what music they use.
It's like, if I, my memory, can I sing?
Because I have positive memories of that music you just played with the ice cream yeah. and stuff. So do the Taiwanese people get a negative feeling every time they're like, oh, it's the trash can music?
No, like South Korea, like Japan, like all the Asian countries, they are big on positivity. Yeah. They love it. They play music on the trains, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Ching, 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 ching. See, I mixed up Mr. Whippy with a bit of Japanese South Korean music.
Yeah, that was
what I did. It's what I did. No, the music, if you want an impression, I'm happy to give you one.
No, I think we should move on.
Okay.
So anything else that you can recommend?
Definitely that, as I mentioned about getting stuck into the food, going to the markets, there's plenty of night markets. Get stuck into shopping at these markets. You're going to get value for money at the markets by a long way compared to buying in the stores, yeah. like on the street. That's what I would recommend.
Okay, I've done a little bit of research yep. and just say yay or no and nay, have you heard of it? So the first one I'm going to talk about is Grandma Rainbow Family Village. Have you heard of this?
Nay.
Nay. So Grandpa Rainbow, he's known as, he's an 87-year-old military veteran, and he decided to start painting the little village that he lives in, and he painted it bright colours, and he's been going on and doing this for over 3 years now, and Ooh. It's just all bright colours everywhere you look in this village.
Does Rihanna live there? Shines bright like a diamond?
Next one, the High Heel Church. Have you ever seen this?
Nay.
So this is a giant high heel and it's a church. People go and pray inside of it and it's blue.
tell you what, Rory, you've cracked the code. It's a giant high heel and it's a church. Wow, Rory, we need you. We need you, man, more than ever. Go ahead. So that sounds good.
And the last one that I would, if I went to Taiwan, I would do... is, and you've probably seen this, is it Kaohsiung National Stadium? It's in
yep.
Taipei.
Yes.
And it's yay. It's created like a giant serpent.
yeah.
You went there?
I did not, but I know of it, yes.
Cool thing about this stadium, the shape of it, it's very unique, but it's also the world's largest solar-powered stadium. So on the panels on the roof are all solar panels. Ah,
yes, yes. I mean, that's the way the world's turning, though, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And like I said, let's go back to the original word I called it, developing. I mean, it's update with the times, Rory. It's leading the way.
Okay, Mark, it's getting to that time of the episode that we give... Well, let's let you give the melon rating because I've never been there.
Yep.
Out of four, how many melons do you give Taiwan for the people?
The people, like you know, I had firsthand a real good Taiwanese experience with Taiwanese people. A lot of fun. You got to remember the Moana, the movie, the bopping of the hands on the steering wheel from the dad. You know, that just bumped it up. Not only from a three, I'm giving a 3.5 melons.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
People are lovely. And they're more, you know, like how I mentioned about Japanese people, they're not quite, they're so polite. It's almost uncomfortable, almost. Yeah. Taiwanese people, they're raw, they're fun. You know, I'm dancing with Taiwanese people at weddings. I'm dancing with Taiwanese people at waterfalls. I'll show you videos. You know, certainly
show our listeners, our valued listeners.
Our valued listeners.
What about the entertainment?
Entertainment, look, I'm going to bump that down a few melons. I'm going to say it's two.
A two-melon place. Yes,
two-melon place. Yeah. I mean, unless you know what you're doing, where you're going.
Like the high-heeled church.
The high-heeled church, the
Would
toilet.
Would it have been more melons if you went to the high-heeled church or the modern toilet restaurant?
Look, eating some a brown-coloured gelato out of a toilet bowl just appeals to me, which would bump it up an extra melon and a half. But I didn't quite get that, so it's going to have to stick with two melons, Rory.
While we're talking about food, how many melons would you give it?
Food, look, Japanese food for me is the highlight of Asia. You can't get past four melons. Taiwanese food is down to probably a three. Okay, it was probably second or third favorite Asian country for food.
Yep.
And I got a real authentic experience. I even learned how to use chopsticks.
Yep.
First time. I still can't really use them, but yeah, three.
And the last one, and I'm interested in this, where do you rate Taiwan for value for money? How many melons?
Value for money would be a 3.5 melon experience. And because it's such an undiscovered country, relatively speaking still, tourism, there's not a huge amount of it, okay? People are going to go to that part of the world. They would go to China and Hong Kong before they go to Taiwan. Fact. So value for money, I'm going to give it, because it's still very cheap, I'm going to give it 3.5 melons. I'm just going to also tell you guys something you may notice. It's a little fun fact. Taiwanese people are very superstitious with the number four.
Okay.
So you're not going to see the number four much anywhere.
And do you know why that is?
I don't actually know the reason why, but I quite literally mean this. You'll find like even houses that are number four, you won't find them on the letterboxes that often. You'll find prices don't have four in them much. Just pay attention to that.
Wow.
And I want to tell you another little fun fact.
Yep.
World War II.
Yep.
Was it a good time or a bad time?
A bad time. A lot of people
had bad experiences.
Yeah.
Taiwan recovered better than any other country in the world from World War II that was involved in the war. They were involved.
Yeah.
They recovered quick. And it comes back to it with developing. You know, 96% of the country's educated. They're smart. That country, you just wait, Rory, 10, 15 years, it's going to be a powerhouse. And I'm excited for that.
So you talk about education. Is it South Korea, Japan, their focus on education is
big time.
Famous.
If I'm
in Taiwan.
If I'm not mistaken, they offer free education.
Yep.
Which goes back to that statistic, 96% of the country is educated. I mean, there's countries that literally, like, I've got friends that live in America that can't even read English.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well.
And that's a developed
we
country.
We can't even read English some of the time.
Well, I'm teaching you. You know,
this is where I'm at this stage.
I am your mentor, and I'm your mentor in life, and I don't mind helping you. Good news is, Rory, I found the wedding pictures. You can see them right now. They will be up on the Facebook page.
Where are you?
The Taiwanese wedding.
Yeah, but where are you in the pictures?
Oh, it. I didn't take a photo of me in it. Oh, so this could be. This could just be any picture, couldn't it?
Yeah, you could have just taken this of any random wedding.
I've got a friend that can Photoshop. We won't tell our listeners that.
Okay.
Okay. Just put me in the corner there.
That is all we have time for this week. Remember to join us next week for another adventure on Don't Miss the Bus.